Hey, thank you, Kane. 706 FM Talk 106.5. High today. Depends on where you are. But from anywhere from 89 to 92, 93 degrees, as the thunderstorms have already started this morning, so you're under those rain clouds. It will be cooler, but heat indices still around 100 degrees today. Thunderstorms out over the bay, pretty much from around Fort Morgan up through, looks like Fairhope and Daphne, getting it back towards Foley as well. South Mobile County down the Bayou, Coden, getting it the east end of Dolphin Island, getting it this morning, and Dr. Bill said off and on throughout the day. More details coming up with his full forecast and his weekend weather scale at 7:35. Plus, day two of the strike at the Coca-Cola bottlers here in our area. We'll check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich coming up in just a couple minutes for more on that. Now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Supreme Court meets Mobile, Alabama, as Austin USA presents a surprise guest on Thursday. That guest was U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She's the first U.S. Supreme Court Justice of Hispanic descent, and she was introduced as a sponsor of an expeditionary fast transport ship that will go into service as the USNS Puerto Rico. Sotomayor was born in New York to Puerto Rican parents. She expressed being thrilled and honored to be part of this story, and that her mom, cousin, and nieces all served in the armed services. The expeditionary fast transports are 340-foot aluminum catamarans designed to carry people and a wide range of cargo at relatively high speeds. Features include a large helicopter flight deck and an articulated ramp, which allows the ships to transfer vehicles on and off docks. The Puerto Rico is the 11th EPF and the Navy's initial 12-ship order. If your sinuses are struggling with this weather, the humidity, the high temperatures galore, a recall in effect may impact you, as a nasal spray sold at CVS right now being recalled over fears it contains a microbiological contaminant. That's according to the FDA. CVS Health 12-Hour Sinus Relief Nasal Mist is a nasal decongestant, and it's made by the Product Quest Manufacturing. Company initiated the recall, they say, over concerns the medicine could be contaminated with a bacterium, which can be life-threatening for patients with cystic fibrosis or immune disorders. The products were distributed nationwide. So far, no reports of illnesses have been associated to this recall, but if you have this nasal spray, throw it away or return it to the place of purchase. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And we reported yesterday about the strike that the Coca-Cola bottlers in our area, right here in Mobile Baldwin counties, also in Washington County and in coastal Mississippi. Day two of that going on. Let's check in with Katarina Lukatich from News 5. She is live here in Mobile next to the Coca-Cola bottler. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Hey, anytime. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's the situation? Well, I guess, first of all, since we talked yesterday, there was, I guess, some additional information coming out of this Coca-Cola United company.
Yeah, so United released a statement saying that they are not stopping operations, so they've bussed in employees from other areas to kind of fill the void while these local employees are on strike. And I spoke with a representative from United on the phone yesterday who told me that they were willing to continue negotiations to try to reach some sort of agreement. But according to the union president this morning, the company has not reached out to the union. So as of this morning, still no negotiations back on the table. And so that's why employees are out for another day of the strike this morning.
Yeah, I had a couple calls and texts yesterday during the show about what was in question here between the union and this company. Is there like a quick version of what the union is asking for and what they feel that they're not getting and why they're striking?
So they're striking because they feel like they say that since the company took over Coca-Cola United, which happened a few months ago, they said that the company has asked employees to not only take a pay cut, but to also increase their contributions to insurance. So it's a pay cut on top of asking to put in more money toward benefits. Now, that's according to the union. According to the company, they say that what their offers are increased wages or raises over the course of the contract. Couldn't really answer for me whether those starting wages, though, were lower than what the employees are making now.
You talked about this Coca-Cola United busing in these employees to run the bottling facilities here. Are they coming from other Coca-Cola United plants, or where do they get these people from?
I believe they're from other Coca-Cola United plants, so still in the same family that might not just be unionized by Teamsters 911 as the ones here on the Gulf Coast are.
So, go ahead.
But I imagine it would get pretty expensive for the company to continue doing this, because I'm not sure if they're paying hotels or if they're busing them or from how far they're coming from.
And, of course, we will all wonder about this, that consume those products, any danger to the supply? You know, that's will we be short on Diet Cokes? I did stock up 3 cases yesterday, but, I mean, are they saying any projected shortages?
No, they're saying that they expect it just to be as usual, because they're having other employees fill the void that there would be right now. But those employees that are out there on the corner, they're telling you drink Pepsi.
Whoa, okay. It's getting rough. Are as many people out there today as were yesterday, Katarina?
No, there were considerably less today than yesterday. I'd imagine yesterday everyone was out there for the first day, but I imagine as it's today, you know, they're out there as their shift would be.
All right. We appreciate your time and the update from Coca-Cola. Thank you, Katarina.
All right, thanks.
All right. Checking in from right here in Mobile, one of the 4 facilities affected by this strike, Katarina Lukacic with News 5. 713 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 coming up next.
The path your life has followed has taken you far. But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is day 2 of a strike at Coca-Cola locations across the Gulf Coast. 250 employees in Mobile, Robertsdale, Ocean Springs, and Leroy are fighting Coca-Cola United over wages and benefits. The union president tells News 5 when Coca-Cola United recently bought the local plants, they asked employees to take a pay cut and increase their contributions to insurance.
These employees have a hard time, you know, taking care of their families with what they're making, and now they want to reduce that.
The Davidson High School football team hit the practice field Thursday, but there was a noticeable absence on the sidelines. Head coach Fred Riley remains on administrative leave after 3 families came forward with videos of their sons being attacked by teammates. The family of 11-year-old cancer patient Aubrey Nicholas is asking for prayers this morning. The Aubrey's Army Facebook page describes her as being in extremely critical condition. Her fight with a rare brain cancer began last year and inspired the Lemon Face Challenge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
The management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found, observe speed limits in school zones, cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers, and always buckle up. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express, community leaders taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning. It's 7:15 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your Friday with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The NFL preseason was in full action last night with 24 teams taking the field. 3 players for the Miami Dolphins, receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, and defensive end Robert Quinn, continued to protest by kneeling during the national anthem. They were the only players to kneel in any game last night, but several players from other teams stayed in the locker room and came to the field following the anthem rather than protest during the national anthem. The league released a statement last night saying there's been no change in the NFL's policy regarding the national anthem. The anthem will continue to be played before every game, and all personnel on the field at that time are expected to stand during the presentation of the flag and performance of the anthem. Personnel who do not wish to do so can choose to remain in the locker room. Last night, the New Orleans Saints beat Jacksonville 24-20. Although starters don't get much time in the first preseason game, and Saints starting quarterback Drew Brees didn't see a single down of live action, third-string quarterback Taysom Hill had a nice night, completing 8 of 9 passes for 72 yards and also had 7 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-10. First overall draft pick Baker Mayfield looked the part, completing 11 of 20 passes for 212 yards and 2 touchdowns. Here's Mayfield speaking after the game.
Did some things well, but there's definitely room for improvement. I'm happy with where we progressed. You know, we got into a little rhythm. Obviously, need to be able to run the ball better, but you know, our guys for the first game, not too bad.
Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck played for the first time in over a year when the Colts beat Seattle 19-17. Luck went 6 of 9 for 64 yards and led Indy to a couple field goals in the two drives that he was in the game. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2. Mobile took an early 2-0 lead in the second inning, but those would be the only runs scored by the Bay Bears for the game. Tonight, Game 3 of the 5-game series is set to start at 7.05 p.m. Then tomorrow night, Jake Peavy Appreciation Night. Peavy, of course, was born in Mobile and played high school ball at St. Paul's before being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. Played with the Bay Bears in 2001 and 2002 before beginning his major league career. Tomorrow night, Peavy will be on hand for a meet and greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 before he throws out the first pitch at 7 p.m. In the major leagues yesterday, the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3 to even the four-game series at 2 games apiece. San Diego beat Milwaukee 8-4 with a ninth-inning go-ahead grand slam from Hunter Renfro. It was Renfro's fourth straight game with a homer. The Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. Toronto avoided the three-game sweep by the Boston Red Sox with an 8-5 win. Tampa beat Baltimore 5-4. The LA Dodgers hit 5 home runs, beating Colorado 8-5. And former South Alabama Jaguar David Freese hit his 100th career home run as his Pittsburgh Pirates beat San Francisco 10-5.
Frosting on cake.
That is some delicious frosting. Out of here. David Freese with a 2-out, 3-run home run.
That's an awesome milestone for a former South Alabama Jaguar. Mm-hmm. In the PGA Championship, Gary Woodland has the round one lead after shooting a 6-under par 64. He's one shot ahead of Ricky Fowler, who's alone in second place after birdieing 5 of his last 11 holes. Tiger Woods is at even par, and so is Bubba Watson. He'll begin his round two with Dustin Johnson and Adam Scott at 7:28 this morning. Tiger, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas start at 1:48 this afternoon. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident, I-10 eastbound right around the curve as you're traveling towards 65. Also, have got another accident to clearing stages at Government and Nolan. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, and no problems yet from Chickasaw to Saraland. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
722 FM Talk 106.5. What is all this Space Force talk stuff about with the Vice President doubling down yesterday? We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Dr. Bill's got a weekend weather scale, and we'll talk about those thunderstorms bumping around already this morning for Mobile and Baldwin counties. The segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So if you're thinking about decluttering, so I was looking at one of those YouTube video, actually not one, like 17 of those YouTube videos about decluttering.
Uh-huh.
They tell you a couple different things, but one of them is to, before you start trying to organize the things that you're going to keep, you got to get rid of the junk, and a mass cleansing of that. So if that would involve some heavy lifting, you need train the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get all that stuff gathered up and get it gone quickly. Or if you have things somewhere you can't physically get them, they're up there in the attic and you don't want to climb the precarious, creaky attic stair ladder thing, they'll do that for you as well. Or a storage unit you haven't seen the inside of in months or years, but you pay dutifully on every month. Hey, save that money. Get rid of the junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's Trey Bennett, my buddy, locally owned franchisee in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning more information about that Coca-Cola strike. Workers picketed on Thursday morning were employees of Coca-Cola United. It's a Birmingham-based distributor. So at issue, a major consolidation announced in October 2017, Coca-Cola United took over a Mobile production facility as well as several sales and distribution territories, which include Mobile, Leroy, Robertsdale, and Florence here in Alabama, Laurel and Ocean Springs in Mississippi, Bainbridge, Columbus, and Sylvester in Georgia, and Panama City, Florida. Coca-Cola Bottling Company United issued a statement on Tuesday saying that the strike followed the company's good faith effort to negotiate a new labor contract with Teamsters Local 991 leaders. The company said its facilities in Mobile, Leroy, Robertsdale, and Ocean Springs will continue to operate. They also say that they've activated a business plan to maintain deliveries and service. Dave Stevens is a 38-year employee with the Robertsdale facility, and he's a union steward. And he said that Local 991 was striking due to, quote, unfair labor practices related to low pay for new employees and higher costs for insurance. And he says it's not with the older guys here, but the new ones coming in. He said that some of the new employees, their salaries would be $6 an hour to $8 an hour less than what they are currently making. He also goes on to say the current contract expires July 15th and that Local 991, which consists of about 275 members, had been working under a three-week extension. Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has announced that the following dates have been selected for managing shark fishing when it comes to the Gulf State Park Saltwater Fishing Pier, August 12th, 14th, 19th, 21, 26, and 28. Those are the dates you need to know from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're talking about the Octagon. Shark fishing will take place on the south end of that pier and the next morning on the selected Sundays and Tuesdays. For more information, be sure to log on to alapark.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. The Octagon, huh? The Octagon. Of course, with the Chuck Norris thoughts in my mind, I wonder if sharks had television, if they would have Chuck Norris week, if they would, they would watch.
Not just a week, it'd be a month.
the Chuck Norris channel. Oh, it's scary. Sharks are scary. Yesterday, of course, Vice President talking about the Trump administration's plan for a space force. Said they're still being explored. Vice President Mike Pence talking to the Pentagon today about the plan to create a new military branch dedicated to dominating space. A space Space Force would require congressional approval to create. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told the Washington Post that protecting space assets is vital to the American economy.
It's on par with the air, land, sea, and cyberspace domains in terms of it being contested. And it's now a domain in which we must be equally prepared as all of those other domains. It's no longer a new domain, it's a domain. And we've got to be able to compete, to deter, and to win.
Can I add in the word domain one more time?
Domain.
So the question is, I don't think, maybe there are some Americans, I think a lot of people would say, hey, there may be a reason to be able to protect assets like satellites and all that in space. But can't we do that with the branches we already have? Many people say no. You got representatives out of the state of Alabama that are big supporters of this as well. Huntsville, North Alabama, makes sense. Do we need a specific Space Force? And that's our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you support the United States investing in a Space Force?
And this will be the first military branch to be established since the Air Force, right after World War II. But I wonder if they were having these conversations then. Like, do we need an Air Force? We've already got these other branches. I wonder if they can take care of the, I guess, air responsibilities. And they say here that this could actually take some responsibilities away from the Air Force, that they would lose a little bit of the, their abilities, according to this Washington Post article, that they wouldn't have as much spending or things of that nature. They'd have to draw from some of the other branches.
It shouldn't just be specific to the Air Force then. I mean, you talk about duplication, and your brother, an Air Force pilot, but I think about this. I was during our vacation last week, so we're in Hawaii, and I watched one of the places we were fishing, doing some flats fishing, and it was right there near Honolulu in the harbor, and watching all the different air assets taking off and doing maneuvers there, and you were representing almost every branch with their Air Force, not the Air Force specifically, but you got Army aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you've got Navy aircraft. You know, they're flying. You got Air Force aircraft. Even though it's not Air Force, different divisions have aircraft, so why wouldn't they all sacrifice equally if we're going to do a Space Force?
Yeah, and I'm just thinking of somebody 100 years ago, they probably thought we would have a Space Force by now. If you think of the Jetsons and some of the shows and the things they thought we would be doing by the year 2018, they'd be surprised we didn't already have a Space Force.
Now, there is a discussion out there, the president talking about what will we name it, other than Space Force and possibly design of the uniforms. This could go badly. I hope the president doesn't leave this up to the internet to decide what Spacey McSpaceface or whatever we would go with. That
never works out.
No, it's not good. Not good. They should go ahead and decide that at the Pentagon, not let the internet at large make that decision.
I say we let Jim Mattis go ahead and name it, but it might have an expletive in the name of the Space Force if we allow him to name it.
Or at least maybe the acronym for it would be an expletive.
Right.
It would be good. 729 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with the weekend weather scale. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is day two of a strike at Coca-Cola locations across the Gulf Coast. 250 employees in Mobile, Robertsdale, Ocean Springs, and Leroy are fighting Coca-Cola United over wages and benefits. The union president tells News 5 when Coca-Cola United recently bought the local plants, they asked employees to take a pay cut and increase their contributions to insurance.
These employees have a hard time, taking care of their families with what they're making, and now they want to reduce that.
Davidson High School football team hit the practice field Thursday, but there was a noticeable absence on the sidelines. Head coach Fred Riley remains on administrative leave after three families came forward with videos of their sons being attacked by teammates. The family of 11-year-old cancer patient Aubrey Nicholas is asking for prayers this morning. The Aubrey's Army Facebook page describes her as being in extremely critical condition. Her fight with rare brain cancer began last year and inspired the Lemon Face Challenge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed dream that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful about the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
More evacuations and a state of emergency in Orange and Riverside County south of Los Angeles this morning. The Holy Fire burning its way toward thousands of homes. Correspondent Nick Watt tells us the hot conditions aren't helping.
The weather is not looking good. We have more high temperatures and high winds predicted for later today.
At least four people have been shot to death in the eastern Canadian city of Fredericton. Details are very sketchy, but police tweeted the incident was ongoing. The prosecution in the banking and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is expected to wrap up its case today, as we hear from correspondent Joe Johns.
Prosecutors have at least four more witnesses to call. At least two of those witnesses have immunity from prosecution and come from Federal Savings Bank.
New York City police are looking for actress Sean Young about a burglary in Queens. TMZ says the 58-year-old Blade Runner 2049 star is seen on surveillance video breaking into a business and stealing electronics. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Citing unanticipated problems, Livonia, Michigan-based Gemfire Therapeutics is halting a Phase 2 trial of a treatment for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in pediatric patients. Gemfire stock is down 2% after a 17% drop at one point today. Ford sales in the world's largest car market fell 32% in July from a year earlier, following its worst ever first half year in China since starting operations there in 2001. The main problem is Ford's lack of new models in the China lineup, which the automaker says could last into early 2019. Rite Aid shares dropped 12% after pulling the plug on its merger with Albertsons. Tribune Media terminated its $4 billion agreement to be acquired by Sinclair Broadcast Group and filed a $1 billion breach of contract lawsuit to boot. Tribune shares rose 3%, while Sinclair rose 2.6%. Stocks skidded to a loss of 75 points for the Dow. Futures are mixed. And that's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, is still working an accident at Government and Nolan, also eastbound I-10 at 65, off to the side of the road. Steady ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. You're checking in with no other accidents in the roadways. Bama Flooring, now on Highway 59 in Robertsdale, offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and at better prices with waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more. Check out the reviews on Facebook and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So, looking at blue skies here at our studios, but it's not too far south of us in Mobile County, down around Dauphin Island, and for sure Baldwin County. Those thunderstorms still going this morning.
Yeah, quite a few thunderstorms have been moving generally from west to east, right along the coast and for a short distance inland. So, yeah, the southern portions of Mobile and Baldwin County have been affected. We're going to see scattered thunderstorms today. They'll be developing farther inland as the land heats up through the morning and into the afternoon. And so we've got a good chance for some thunderstorm activity over the region. And I expect a high today get up around 91, perhaps 92 degrees, with a heat index of around 100 to possibly 102. Tonight, the thunderstorms begin to taper through the evening, and the skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-70s, And then for the weekend, good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and possibly developing in the late morning hours for both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures this weekend will be in the lower 90s. The heat index will be anywhere from 102 to 104 for Saturday and possibly as high as 105 on Sunday. So it looks like a very warm weekend, but you will be dodging those thunderstorms. As we get into next week, the thunderstorm activity continues to decrease, and on Monday we're going to be up around 95, and then just isolated thunderstorms on Tuesday, and again, 95 degrees. So some pretty hot weather coming in for next week.
All right, with all that being said, here we are on the cusp of the weekend, Dr. Bill, and it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, which lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got some very warm weather this weekend, temperatures in the lower 90s, but thunderstorm activity, especially, as I mentioned, in the afternoon and possibly even in the late morning for both days. So I'm going to go with a 1.7570.
Well, you know what? When we're looking at 100-degree heat indices, I guess that's not all bad.
No, that's right. And again, temperatures are going to be even warmer as we get into the next week with those readings getting up around 95 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in. 737, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
It's 737 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If it seems like our kids are back to school way too early, that could change if one lawmaker has his way. Representative Craig Ford plans to reintroduce legislation requiring schools to start no earlier than 2 weeks before Labor Day. This year, Labor Day, September the 3rd. If the plan were in place, schools would not start before August the 20th. According to the Alabama Department of Education, only one school system, the Athens City Schools, they start on August the 30th. Their late date, though, is due to new school construction. Ford introduced similar legislation back in the 2017-2018 legislative session, but it did not make it out of committee. In a recent Facebook post, he says kids no longer get to spend August playing, going to camp, or doing some last-minute reading. Families miss out on important quality vacation time together, and teachers and other educators. The summer months for them are the only time that they can do any professional development work, such as taking classes for an advanced degree or participating in training programs that help them learn more effective methods for teaching various subjects. Currently, public schools in Alabama are required to have 180 days of student instruction, which is the equivalent of 1,080 hours each year. If you love McDonald's, how about receiving McDonald's free for life? Introducing the McGold Card. One lucky person will receive a lifetime of Big Macs, fries, McNuggets, and more. So the McGold Card is being given away this month. The winner will receive free food for their lifetime or 2 meals a week for 50 years. Each meal is capped at $7. So you can place an order using McDonald's app between August 10th at 12 a.m. and August 24th at 11:59 p.m. And then, boom, you're entered. If you don't want to make a purchase, but you do want to enter the contest, you can send an email to entry at amoeentry.com with the date, subject line, and full name in the body of the email. Winners will be notified by email or push notification through their app. Good luck. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about that great inventory, Larry.
We got a great inventory. We got some fresh inventory that we're fixing to get serviced and checked out completely. Just hit a couple of highlights. One of them is a 2007 Toyota 4Runner, leather, nice vehicle. It'll be under 10 grand. We got a 2007 Chevrolet Avalanche LT with the 20s and a whole package under 10 grand. And also a 2007 Crew Cab Z71 four-wheel drive Silverado. Leather, everything under 10 grand.
Now you're talking. And what I like is you've got so many vehicles that are in our price point around 10 grand, but you can also get us financed.
Absolutely. We've got multiple lenders that we can just get just about everybody financed one way or the other. We get great rates long term. So We can do it right here on site, usually in less than 30 minutes.
All right. Let's get directions to come see you in person or online.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 741 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Alec Naiman, What's Cooking? Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. And yes, some Space Force discussion as we've made that our online opinion poll question this morning, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you support the United States investing in a Space Force? You can vote online, front page, fmtalk1065.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is day two of a strike at Coca-Cola locations across the Gulf Coast. 250 employees in Mobile, Robertsdale, Ocean Springs, and Leroy are fighting Coca-Cola United over wages and benefits. The union president tells News 5 when Coca-Cola United recently bought the local plants, they asked employees to take a pay cut and increase their contributions to insurance.
These employees have a hard time, you know, taking care of their families with what they're making, and now they want to reduce that.
The Davidson High School football team hit the practice field Thursday, but there was a noticeable absence on the sidelines. Head coach Fred Riley remains on administrative leave after three families came forward with videos of their sons being attacked by teammates. The family of 11-year-old cancer patient Aubrey Nicholas is asking for prayers this morning. The Aubrey's Army Facebook page describes her as being in extremely critical condition. Her fight with rare brain cancer began last year and inspired the Lemon Face Challenge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money. And most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling. And I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center near the 1065 split around the left median. They've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. Beyond that, really a pretty good start. The regular delays now as you travel from Airport Dolphin to McGregor. Also, Old Shell, Moffitt University. You'll see some backups, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Quarter till eight now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL preseason was in full action last night, with 24 teams taking the field. Three players for the Miami Dolphins, receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, and defensive end Robert Quinn, continued to protest by kneeling during the national anthem. They were the only players to kneel in any game last night, but several players from other teams stayed in the locker room and came to the field following the anthem rather than protest during the anthem. The league released a statement Thursday night saying there's been no change in the NFL's policy regarding the national anthem. The anthem will continue to be played before every game, and all player and non-player personnel on the field at that time are expected to stand during the presentation of the flag and performance of the anthem. Personnel who do not wish to do so can choose to remain in the locker room. As far as the actual football played, the New Orleans Saints beat Jacksonville 24-20, and although starters don't get much time in the first preseason game, and Saints starting quarterback Drew Brees didn't even see a single down of live action, third-string quarterback Taysom Hill had a nice night, completing 8 of 9 passes for 72 yards, with 7 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-10. First overall draft pick Baker Mayfield looked the part, completing 11 of 20 passes for 212 yards and 2 touchdowns. Here's Mayfield speaking after the game.
Did some things well, but there's definitely room for improvement. I'm happy with where we progressed. You know, we got into a little rhythm. Obviously, need to be able to run the ball better, but, you know, our guys, for the first game, not too bad.
Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck played for the first time in over a year when the Colts beat Seattle 19-17. Luck went 6 of 9 for 64 yards, leading Indy to a couple field goals in the two drives that he was in the game. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2. Mobile took an early 2-0 lead in the second inning, but those would be the only runs scored by the Bay Bears for the game. Tonight, Game 3 of the 5-game series is set to start at 7.05 p.m. Then tomorrow night, Jake Peavy Appreciation Night at the Hank. Peavy was born in Mobile and played high school ball at St. Paul's before being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. He played with the Bay Bears in 2001 and 2002 before beginning his major league career. Peavy will be on hand for a meet and greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 tomorrow night before throwing out the first pitch at 7 p.m. In the major leagues yesterday, the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3 to even the four-game series at 2 games apiece. San Diego beat Milwaukee 8-4 with a ninth-inning go-ahead grand slam from Hunter Renfroe. It was Renfroe's fourth straight game with a home run. The Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. Toronto avoided the 3-game sweep by the Boston Red Sox with an 8-5 win. Tampa beat Baltimore 5-4. The LA Dodgers hit 5 home runs, beating Colorado 8-5. And former South Alabama Jaguar David Freese hit his 100th career home run as his Pittsburgh Pirates beat San Francisco 10-5.
Frosting on cake.
That is some delicious frosting. Out of here. David Freese with a 2-out, 3-run home run.
Sometimes I love out-of-context calls
delicious
from the announcers.
Frosting. Like, we got to get Eli Gold to say that this year, too.
That'd be great. In the PGA Championship, Gary Woodland has the round one lead after shooting a 6-under par 64. He's one shot ahead of Ricky Fowler, who's alone in second place after birdieing 5 of his last 11 holes. Tiger Woods is at even par, and so is Bubba Watson. He began round two just about 20 minutes ago with Dustin Johnson and Adam Scott. Tiger, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas start at 1:48 this afternoon. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect
scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
751 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Alec Naiman on the way. Find out what's cooking with him. And speaking of what's pouring, that is tonight, Orpheus Brewing at Cottage Hill Hillcrest, right there at the corner at the main location, because they have many other locations, but the main location of Cottage Hill Package. Orpheus Brewing coming to town, bringing their Atlanta Tart Plum Saison, Serpent Bite Dry Hopped Golden Sour Ale, their Over and Over Pineapple Sour Ale, Transmigration of Souls Double IPA, Wandering Blues Blueberry Sour Ale, and some other surprises. That starts at 6 tonight. Your chance to taste for free those beers. Find out if there's one of them that you love. Grab a six-pack. And while you're there, too, remember, check out the great selection of spirits, great wines, and the humidor that is gigantic with a big selection of cigars. Corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at CottageHillPackage.com, or just search Cottage Hill Package on Facebook. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Big numbers to report by the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and law enforcement in Selma and the Gulf Coast region, as 50 guns are seized and 24 people arrested on federal firearms charges during a three-month operation which focused on reducing violent crime. Operation Focused Remedy focused on the arrest of violent offenders, disrupting the shooting cycle, and taking weapons off the streets. Those participating included the Alabama Attorney General's Office, the Selma Police Department, U.S. Marshals Service, Gulf Coast Task Force, DEA, 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office, 4th and 17th Judicial Drug Task Forces, as well as the Dallas, the Hale, and Marengo County Sheriff's Offices. All 24 defendants arrested during the three-month operation all have multiple prior felony charges. The effort was part of Project Safe Neighborhoods, which focuses on bringing together all levels of law enforcement in the communities they serve to reduce violent crime. If you have information regarding firearms in your community related to violent crimes, contact the ATF at 1-800-ATF-GUNS. That's 1-800-283-4867. News out of Florida, as a 21-year-old man has been arrested and charged with possession of child pornography. The case against Justin Chance Wheeler is still ongoing, with more charges pending, as a forensic download of electronic devices that were in his possession is happening right now. If you have information which can assist, call the Milton Police Department at 850-983-5423 or the Santa Rosa Crime Stoppers at 437-STOP. A reward of up to $3,000 is being offered. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5. And we've arrived at the weekend for sure when we talk to our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going good, and I know pork roast, but I don't know how you make it Tuscan. You said Tuscan-style pork roast.
Well, you know, you got them long horns that come out of the elephant's nose. You know?
Oh, that kind of, uh-huh, yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I believe it or not, there's a place in Italy called that, Tuscan, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you got a Tuscan oven, you got a Tuscan kind of roasted pan. I mean, there's all kind of Tuscan type stuff. I'm just talking about preparing this with in a Tuscan fashion.
Okay,
you know?
So, all right. So how do we do that?
right, so it's kind of Italian, you know. Now, I'm not Italian, but I pretend to be Italian. People think I'm Italian, you know, Mamma Mia. So I get me one of them bone-in pork roasts. I like the bone-in because I like the marrow and the flavor the bone gives. You got a nice little bit of and I got a nice cap on top. You can put a good rub on it and everything. So I usually drizzle me like a little olive oil on top. And I do some little slits in between each bone. Because I'm going to cut you a slice like right between each bone, so you're going to get you a nice cut. And I slit it, and I take it and put slivers of garlic down in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then as I put the olive oil on there, I rub my rosemary, my salt, my pepper, and all that on top of it. I like to actually put a little bit of paprika on there, you know, to kind of give it that color, that sheen that I'm looking for. And then, but I fill it up with white wine. Now that's the trick, okay? You put a lot of white wine down there. Then I squeeze me a bunch of fresh lemon. I chop me up a bunch of parsley. Throw a bunch of parsley in there. Actually, cheat a little bit. And I put me a little bit of butter, you know, because I like that buttery flavor, you know. So I put a few pats of butter right on top of the pork loin. Then I just slide it in the oven at 350 degrees, and I cook it for hour and a half. It takes a little while. You got to have a little thermometer sticking in there. You want to be about 160, you know. So, anyway, I just call that my Tuscan-style pork roast.
You know? I tell you what, that sounds...
I don't think anything else to call it.
It sounds good, whatever you call it. And even better would be having you and the crew cook that for us or any of the other hundreds of recipes. Let's talk about what's going on with Neiman's Catering.
Well, my guys like to cook, that's for sure. Or if they didn't cook, I probably wouldn't have a job for them. So you call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namenscatering.com. I got Facebook page. I got Instagram page. I got Pinterest. I got all that kind of stuff. I don't do the... I got a tweet page, you know, tweet or something.
I've heard of it, yeah.
But I don't ever tweet because I have trouble typing, putting words together, you know. They say you can only have so many characters. I'm thinking, man, I got enough characters in me that nobody want to listen to me anyhow. So, you know, but listen, it's summertime, back to school. Got casseroles we make you bake. I got office parties. Or, you know, I can do you breakfast and lunch for your meetings, whatever. You want to go to Waterville? Hey, I'll go with you. It's as simple as that. You want to go fishing? I'll go with you.
Okay.
That's it.
We got to set that up.
Sometime, will you?
Yeah, we're going to set that up. All right, Alec, as always, we appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. It's Alec Neiman at What's Cooking right here on Mobile Mornings. Hour number three on the way. And talking Space Force.
Space Force.
All right.